This is KUT. Barton Springs has long been held as the crown jewel of Austin, but how much do you really know about it? KUT's Jimmy Moss went this week to find out more about one of the city's biggest treasures by becoming a student at Barton Springs University.
Education should be a lifelong pursuit, but who has that kind of time? That's why the idea of a one-day university would be intriguing to those looking to expand horizons in a tight time frame. So I packed my number two pencils, microphone, and swim trunks and headed off to Barton Springs University. Most weekday mornings, Barton Springs sounds like this. But this week, the morning took a different tone. BSU is a day of learning and lounging for students and pool regulars. And like any school, it didn't take long for Barton Springs University to develop cliques. The nerds.
The evolution of oxygen acquisition in aquatic insects is actually super neato.
The jocks. And the older kids that should have graduated a long time ago, like Brian Moore.
I'm a big fan of Barton Springs. It's just a great place. I've been swimming here for 40 years, and the more I come here, the more I appreciate it.
And of course, BSU has its own mascot.
The salamanders are kind of a mascot. They represent our values as a community in the sense that if we protect them and they still persist because of what we believe in, and that reflects well upon us. And they're interesting little critters.
That's Nathan Bendick with Austin's Watershed Protection Department. And what university doesn't have a fight song of sorts?
Barton Springs Eternal. Winter's short and the springs are pretty, and Barton Springs Eternal.
And Barton Springs U offers the basic courses, like the pool's place in Austin lore.
Imagine before air conditioning, literally everybody in Austin went to either Barton Springs or Deep.
That's Bill Bunch with the Save Our Springs Alliance, telling the story of J. Frank Dobie, Walter Prescott Webb, and Roy Bedichek before they became names on middle schools. And then there's the source of the pool itself, the actual spring.
See the big fracture?
Oh, yeah.
That's the fracture the water comes out of, and it runs down here. And
so then the Barton Springs pool is fed directly from Edwards Aquifer through that crack. Barton Creek, which is routed around the pool, only indirectly feeds the springs through the aquifer. Just some of the basics you pick up at BSU. But before you think this is some party school where kids go to while the day away, take note, there's some serious learning to be had here. Like this discussion on pH and conductivity of water samples found in nearby water sources like the Trinity and Edwards aquifers, as well as Austin water from the tap.
So if we say conductivity relates to the total dissolved solids and how much time you spent interacting with the rocks around you, probably not very conductive.
Save Our Springs says approximately 800 high school and middle school kids were on hand for the morning session, and an untold number of adults at BSU in the evening, or as I call it, night school. There were discussions on water management, the water cycle, and the water's biodiversity.
My name is Samuel Winget. I go to the Griffin School. I'm a junior. I'm 17.
These are freshwater insects for the most part, or what do we?
Freshwater macroinvertebrates, yeah. So yeah, things that don't have backbones. So yeah, snails, things like that.
Besides a better understanding of macroinvertebrates and larger creatures, what are we as students supposed to get out of Barton Springs University? Charlene Rigg with the Water Forward Task Force for the City of Austin wants students to think big.
We're starting out on a 100-year water supply plan for the City of Austin, and it's something that's going to shape the future of the city and potentially the future of the Colorado River downstream. And that's something that's driven by people who care and who volunteer and who make their voices heard. And so I want them to understand that their voices matter and are going to shape not just the next 5 years of water for the city, but the next century of water for the city.
After all, single-day college is what you make of it. The most important question, now that I've completed Barton Springs University, will my credits transfer?
They will transfer to San Marcos Springs, Comal Springs, San Pedro Springs. Yes.
That's not exactly what I was looking for. Will the certification get me anything with my employer?
You'll have to negotiate that on your own.
As for how students will celebrate graduation from Barton Springs University, I turn to one of my class of 2016 BSU classmates, Samuel Winget.
After I do all this, I'm jumping in the pool. It's been a long, hot day.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
Austin is a summer city and Barton Springs eternal. Winter's short and the spring's pretty and Barton Springs eternal. When it's warm, where do we go? To remove most all our clothes, the cleanest, clearest swimming hole is Barton Springs eternal. It may be dry on Barton Creek, but Barton Springs eternal. May not have rained in many weeks, but Barton Springs eternal. If it's warm or if it's freeze, it's always 68 degrees. In a world of uncertainties, it's Barton Springs eternal. Indians, they used to come to Barton Springs eternal. Feel the chill, feel the sun, Barton Springs eternal. And as they filled their water sacks, to them it was a sacred act. What would they say if they came back? Barton Springs eternal. Why do people worry so? Barton Springs eternal. And holler out, look out below! Barton Springs eternal. It's a little twist on down and up. When your aquifer's an aqueduct, what goes down then comes up. Barton Springs eternal. How many times we read and weep. Barton Springs eternal. Watch development as it creeps up. Barton Springs eternal. This piecemeal progress and grand demise been mauled, golfed, and condoized. We don't want no consolation prize. We want Barton Springs.